Here it is. All right, we're live.
We're back. Matt's under the weather. Hate to see it.
Yeah, true. Hate to hear it, even, in this case. Most people don't see it. They hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I sound that different, though. I kind of don't feel like my voice does sound that different this time around.
You sound sick, but,
do
you
I?
Know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. Sounds like you got some sniffles going on.
Yeah, I do. I'll probably be muting my mic several times throughout this episode.
Listen, I don't blame you.
Yeah. It's for the greater good of the podcast.
The greater good.
You know, I had a random thought, but like, I don't even know if I want to say this, but the fact that we're doing this remote means that either of us could just be butt-ass naked right now, and neither would know. Uh-huh.
I mean, I always am.
Oh, okay. Well, now I do know, and I kind of wish I didn't. I currently am fully clothed.
Good
the record.
For you, Matt. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, good for you.
I guess we'll just leave it at that then.
Yeah.
It's just a random thought.
I'm not actually, but I thought it'd be funny.
That was pretty funny. Dan. You should have just kept it ominous.
Kept it up.
Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm. You're like, I might be.
You know, I might be too. You don't know. I could be lying. We could both just be fabricating all of this.
Wow.
What if the podcast isn't even real?
Fuck, man.
Wow. I know, right?
All of our hard work.
Yeah, that'd be pretty brutal. All this time we put into it.
Mm-hmm. So many episodes.
True. All for nothing, because it's not even real.
All for naught.
Yeah. I'm currently booting my client because I missed some stacks on the ARAM counter. Or not stacks, but my KD on the ARAM thing.
I mean, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it happens. what do we got to say, Danny? What do we... Oh, the shop's back. Breaking news here on the Loser's Cube podcast.
Wait, is it really?
My shop is back.
All right, hold up. Give me a sec. I'm booting
Danny
up.
Danny is not booting the client as well. Live shop reveal? Also, did you know that the Prime thing is done? Like
I said that the other day.
Okay. I couldn't remember if you were there. No more free loot. Kind
of
tragic.
I mean, fuck. I plus so hard off of all that.
I got every single
one of them.
Should I open my shop up? Should I see what I got in here? Should I announce?
Yeah, I'm going
live?
To.
Okay, I'm doing it right now. My first skin. Hang on. Can I turn off the animation? This is ridiculous. It's a Zeri skin.
It takes so long.
All right, I'm just going to spam them all.
That's what I did.
Is this a Talon skin? I don't even know what champion this is. Oh, High Noon Varus. It looks like Talon. Then we got Ocean Song Nidalee. King Viego, which kind of weird. I don't even play that champ. Arcane Illusion and Snow Moon Caitlyn. Wow. Banger shop for me here.
I actually have some pretty good ones. Okay, so first of all, I have Cosmic Destiny Nami. I won't be buying that. next one is Worldbreaker Nott, and that one goes fucking hard.
Yeah, but you already have the best Nott skin.
Correct. I mean,
two of the best. You got the Shanghai
literally. I
and
have the two best in astronaut Nottism.
True.
I have Mecha Kingdoms Leona. Will not be purchasing that one.
The loudest skin in League of Legends.
I don't know that that
it's
one
Draven
of the
skin. It's the Draven
yes,
skin.
That one's loud as fuck.
The Leona skin's just ugly.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I will not be purchasing it. Battle Ek Lux. I don't think I'll get that one.
You said this was you had good skins. You've said one skin that you'd buy, and all the other ones have been misses.
Well, I like that one, but it's over how much RP I have. So I'm waiting for the next drop, but
okay.
You know, there isn't an extra replenishment. So I'm kind
of
limited what I can buy here. I got I Blitzcrank. I don't know if I've ever seen this one actually.
I like that one. Isn't that's like a Halloween skin, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. It's like iRobot, but
oh,
I
never mind.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. That's the you said it.
And the last one I have is Ocean Song Ash, which is probably going to be the one I'm going to get.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to buy any of these, honestly. I might get the Caitlyn skin just because I have every other Caitlyn skin. Is that weird?
No,
I don't know.
I
don't think I'd buy any of these other ones.
I mean, I don't think so. I don't think it's weird.
I didn't get a crazy discount on any of these. The highest discount I got was 60% on a
13. Oh shit! I closed league. Let me.
Oh, he trolled.
Let me analyze mine a little bit more.
No, we don't need to. It's okay. Unless you want to, like, go off.
I do want to, but it's probably gonna take fucking forever to launch.
I'm match history. I have no match history. What the fuck? Match history bugged? I can't see I sprinted it on Yasuo. Oh, I did sprint it. I found it. It came up.
I was gonna say you could go on op.gg.
Yeah, I didn't really want to do that. I'm glad I booted the client. We got this free content out of it.
Matt, what was the highest you got? The highest discount?
60%.
I got 270s, a 60.
What the fuck? Why do I not get a 70%?
I got 270%.
Why does it work like that? Why can't like everyone get the same kind of discount? Why is yours better?
I don't know. It's luck, bro.
That's stupid.
Get over it.
No, I'm pissed. You know what? I'm quitting League of Legends.
All right, you heard it here.
I will not be playing League of Legends.
Well,
ever again.
That's just a shame.
Yeah.
Your teammates will thank you.
Ouch. Ouch. That just hurts, Danny.
Uh-huh.
This is rude.
Me rude? Never.
Wow.
Let's see here.
I locked up those stats from that Yasuo game.
Nice.
That was awful. Straight up not having a good time that game. Did Ben log his stats from that game? He didn't log his stacks. He trolled.
God, he fucking...
Text
when he hears this, he's not going to be happy.
Let's not tell him until he hears this.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, if you're listening, you did not log your stacks.
Now he fucking knows.
Now he knows.
Yeah, but I don't know when he... I don't know if he's caught up, so...
Yeah, he'll hear this, like... 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, and to
be
like,
funny.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
It'll the whole thing will be over. The whole fucking the season's over.
League
so.
Of Legends will be over by then. League
Correct.
Of Legends, it's over. It's ending right now.
Mm-hmm. It's done.
Done. Jover.
Jover. That's a good one right there.
Hey, it's a pretty good one. I do like
that. All right, so I guess let's fucking get into it, Matt.
Let's get into it.
Let's talk about some games that we fucking watched.
Yeah. You want to start? You want to just go off?
Yeah. All right. LCS.
I watched.
Huh?
What's up, Dan? I hope that came out at like the same time.
I think it did.
Dog. Good. All right, keep going.
I watched I watched three games.
Same.
Big. I watched Immortals vs. Dignitas. This was Immortals put on a CLG-esque performance here. Because they were down like I think they were down like 6 or 7K, and they were able to bring it back and get the dub. It was a great showing by Immortals. I still don't think that they're gonna place higher than 5th, but I mean they had a good game.
Hog.
Mm-hmm. Next game I watched was TSM versus CLG. Well, CLG is currently not looking like the best team in the LCS. They are currently looking like the worst team in LCS.
Oh no.
And I'm just, speaking of that, so I'm just like on the post when I posted the new episode.
Yeah.
On Twitter. I lately I've been like please, and then I like tag CLG and LCS and
yeah,
I'm just
saw.
Like, please help. But there was someone from a like pretty big podcast that liked our post. So
nice.
I was like, Pog, thank you.
Yeah,
if that person's
cool.
listening, thanks for hitting the like button.
Shout out that guy. I don't know who he is, but shout out that guy. Or those guys? Was it an individual person?
No, I think those guys is correct.
Okay, nice. Shout out those guys. I don't even know the podcast.
Let me see. I wonder if I can see.
Are they technically competition? Do we have smoke with them?
No, we don't have smoke with them. The Valley Boys podcast. Shout out those guys.
Shout
I don't know what they talk
guys.
About, but I guess shout out those guys.
They talk about valleys and boys.
Uh-huh. It's all about the boys.
Now we got smoke.
Yeah, correct. You've now created smoke. and then last game I watched was EG versus C9. So EG get pretty fucking far ahead in this game.
Yes.
And Fudge looks like Fudge just doesn't care. So he actually puts up pretty good fights a couple times, but it was not enough for C9 to get the dub. So rip them.
Rip them.
Mm-hmm.
So you watched LCS wise?
Yes, it is. All right,
let me run it down on mine then real quick. I watched C9 versus TSM. I don't really have many notes here. I think TSM had an okay early game, but ultimately C9 kind of just dismantled them. Free Maple.
Mm-hmm.
I watched EG versus FlyQuest. FlyQuest is the best team in North America.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that. Mm-hmm.
It's not very close. The gap between them and every other team is ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
EG did put up a pretty solid early game. I think they played their early game to the best of their accountability. I think JoJo had probably the best game that I've seen him play, at least early game-wise as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the late game, I think this FlyQuest team is just going to be hard to beat them in any capacity. Prince is so good, man. I think he had like a pent to this game and a quadra. I could be completely wrong, but he was absolutely smurfing. Mm-hmm. Speaking of pentas, in that C9 versus TSM game, I think Berserker had 2 pentakills. It was for sure 1, maybe 2. Just something I figured I'd bring up. And then speaking of AD carries, I also watched 100 Thieves versus TL, and Double Lift played probably the best game I've ever seen him play in his pro career. He went
ever.
Like 14-0-6 on the Caitlyn. He literally like solo carried this game. There was a point where I'm pretty sure he like had 6 shot up and he was like full build and he like one shot Sivir. They mm-hmm. had Elder, so I mean it was like unofficially a one shot. Like he didn't just raw kill him. The Elder finished mm-hmm. him off. But it was a pretty dominant win for 100 Thieves over TL, which I thought TL would be a lot better than they have been so far. And I kind of thought 100 Thieves would be a little bit worse, but Double Lift, maybe it's just because TL sucks, but he looked really good in this game, so I'm excited to watch more of their stuff. I'll probably watch some 100 Thieves in the future after seeing that. And that's all I watched.
Nice. Let's see here.
Let's see.
All right, so I'll go LCK here. So I watched Nongshim versus Guangdong Freaks, and they are like at the bottom.
Correct.
of the what you call it?
Yep.
Bottom of the LCK.
Yep.
And Guangdong don't ban like for their last ban, which was kind of strange. I don't know why they did that.
They don't need it.
I only did get to see game 1, and I don't remember who won.
That's the hard-hitting stuff we needed, Dan. Thank you.
I could probably check, but I think I fell asleep.
I believe that the Freaks were actually winless going into this game, and I believe that they did end up winning this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both teams were winless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then now I don't actually know for sure, because Nongshim also has a win now, but...
Yeah.
I don't know who it's against. anyway, you got any other games, or did you just watch the one game you fell asleep in and didn't learn the
yep.
leader? Okay. that's pretty great. I watched Daewon Kia, or sorry, D Plus Kia versus Hanwha Life Esports. Game mm-hmm. 1, Daewon kind of just dismantled HLE with the quickness. Deft was playing out of his mind, which he has been since Worlds, and it's not even mm-hmm. shocking. Kellen also, like, playing out of his fucking mind. This bot lane is a force to be reckoned with for sure. DK almost, like, perfect game them here, I'm pretty sure. They only gave up, like, 1 kill, and it was, like, a pretty cool pick that Viper got onto Kellen early, but after that, it was just all Daewon, or D+, sorry. And then game 2, mm-hmm. It was a bit... It felt like it could have gone pretty well for them, but... Early game, HLE decides to dive the bot lane of D+ Kia, and it winds up with just Viper dying, and the game kind of just snowballs out of their control from there. That was around like 7 minutes. It really felt like they were playing the map a lot better though, because they were getting vision. Like their jungler. I think Peanut had a pretty good counter invade, which is what led to them diving.
Mm-hmm.
The dive didn't work, and the game just ended from there. D+ Kia 2-0'd. HLE, kind of shocking, but
yeah.
good for D plus Kia. And then the other one I watched was the Kwangong Freaks versus Gen G. Game one, Gen G fucking destroyed Kwangong Freaks. I don't really have any notes besides the fact that the Freaks looked awful. They played, this was like the first time I had seen Annie in pro play since.
Yeah, I did see that.
Like, I think that might have been it was either MSI of last year or Worlds the year prior where Annie was like somewhat of a pick. I remember specifically RNG's mid laner being relegated to Annie because they thought he sucked. I don't remember when it was. But anyway, game two, it was a lot closer of a game. It was more back and forth, but it starts to slip out of the Freak's control. And I guess, I think Gen G got a little confident at the midway point of the game because they kind of just do Baron right in front of the Kwangdong Freaks. And they're like, fuck it, we'll just flip it, I guess. And they flipped it, they lost the flip, and then they lost the game off of a Baron steal from Young J. And it was pretty impressive. It was a good steal. And a Bulldog, which is Kwangdong Freak's mid laner, he was on the Annie again this game, and he was absolutely tearing it up. So maybe the Annie is, like, kind of busted.
Yeah.
Game three, start out very well. They have, like, probably one of the best early games I've seen them have ever as an organization, even. It's a completely different team. But Doodoo starts off, like, 4-0. Their mid laner, Bulldog, was on the Zoe. He had a pretty good roam top that wound up getting him two kills as well. But I think this game kind of crumbles because Doodoo got so far ahead. He built Prowler's Claw first item. He's Renekton, by the way. Which I don't think is bad. But there's, like, a fight that happens, like, a couple of minutes after he starts off 4-0. It's in the Dragon Pit. It's 2v2. The jungler for KD, or the Freaks, and Peanut and Doran. And Doran's on the Jace. And they land a stun. They land the Sejuani ulti on the Renekton. And Jace just queues in and, like, one-shots him. Like, he has no resistances. He's just a Prowler's Claw Renekton. And he just gets blown up. And from there, the game just kind of snowballs out of their control. Because he committed to, like, the full damage build. And yeah. I don't think he got a kill after starting off 4-0. I think he died, like, six more times. And he was just a detriment to the team. And I think this comp was pretty hard to execute as well. Because it's a Zoe comp. So it's kind of a lot of poke. And they end lockdown with the Renekton. But Renekton would just go in and die. So... ultimately, the Freaks do end up losing in Game 3, but they pushed Gen G, which is one of the top three teams in the LCK, to three games, and I think that's impressive, but Build Diff, I think.
Build Diff.
Yeah. Doodoo Diff, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. What else you got, Dan?
Let's see here. So, I'll go to LPL.
Run it.
LPL, I was able to catch... Game 3 of OMG versus RA. Uh-huh. And I think OMG looked like freaking great. They they basically destroyed RA in the Game 3 in it. And from what the casters were saying, they kind of stumbled Game 2, and that's why they lost Game 2. And Game 1, it was like this was like basically the same kind of performance that they put on. So it was a good game.
Nice. I watched JDG versus EDG. This game or this series was pretty wild to me because I think a lot of people think JDG is like the best or maybe most talented roster in the world, and EDG kind of just stomped them the first game. I would say that EDG is probably like the team that people expected the least from, but they have performed very well so far. With Ale was stepping up in this game specifically on the Jax. Their AD carry, I forget his name. He absolutely gapped Ruler, which is not something that every AD carry does.
Yeah.
And
don't say that very often.
Yeah, really. And they kind of just stomped game one. So EDG go into game two with a 1-0 lead, and game two is kind of just more of the same. JDG had some small moments where it looked like they might get picks because they were playing a pick comp. It was like Varus, Ashe, Sejuani, Azir, and I think their top laner might have been Jace. And I think they had a couple moments where they got good picks, and they just never really capitalized off of it because wave states were never really in their favor because they were kind of just behind the entire game. So ultimately, EDG end up just 2-0-ing them. And then I watched Al versus BLG. I don't really remember a whole lot about this one. I did watch all three games. I believe game one went to BLG. Game two, Al dropped. I think they dropped like two Barons. Yeah, Al, anyone's legend. They dropped like two Barons and still win the game, which is pretty crazy. Like, I think they had two Barons stolen from them. Yeah, they had two different Barons stolen from them, and they still win the game.
Hog.
And the third game, it's actually the third straight game of Zeri Yuumi versus Lucian Nami. So we're back in that meta.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
yeah, and Al, they take a pretty solid early lead because I think they had the Lucian Nami and they kind of just won the 2v2 in the lane. And after that, outside of laning phase, they kind of just got shit on in team fights. And BLG kind of just took the lead and never looked back and dominated them. So,
poggers.
Not a very interesting game, honestly. I'm just trying to like watch a bit more variety.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'll be watching anyone's legend anytime soon.
All right, maybe a little less variety.
Yeah, they won one game going into this, and I was like, oh man, maybe they're gonna pull out win number two, but they didn't. Uh-huh.
They absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I watched LPL wise.
Nice. All right, then last up is LEC. So, I really watched only watched one best of three.
Same.
Which was Vitality versus Team Heretics.
Nice.
And
same.
I didn't think that this series was like, well, the first two games weren't very exciting. The last game was pretty close
I agree.
Was you know, good to watch.
Yeah.
So game one, Vitality just kind of smashed them. And honestly, nothing really to say about this. And then Heretics do the same the next game. So
yeah, I do think it's worth pointing out. I think that Team Heretics win the second game because of Jankos, though. I think he played the map like perfectly. He got Jax Spectre far ahead, and he also like literally carried the map. Like he was just everywhere that he needed to be at the right time. I don't think they lost a single objective this game. It was just a stomp.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think that they were, I mean, I don't know. They played like out of their fucking minds. It was great.
Yeah,
good to see.
Jankos is nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Oh.
And then game three.
Good night, Dan.
Was I thought it was very close all the way.
100%.
All the way through. In the end, Vitality were able to get it and move on, which makes sense because I guess they were the number one ranked team going into this. So
true.
You know,
but
makes sense.
Heretics took them to the limit, and the game three was pretty close, I feel.
Yeah.
It really felt like, so Vitality get a Baron like in the middle of this game, and they kind of just like start steamrolling them, but then like randomly Team Heretics get the fucking Nash, and then they start steamrolling, and then ultimately I think they kind of just didn't really do enough with their Baron, and the control that Vitality had prior to that kind of just came back to them naturally. I also think their comp had like a shit ton of range. It was like Sivir Varus, or was it Sivir Heimer? It might have been Sivir Ash. I think it was Sivir Ash, fucking Kindred, Azir, and then Gragas. The zone control that they had with this comp was just disgusting. And when they get Nash with something like that, it's just so hard to contest anything. Like, how do you push a wave out? You don't.
Yeah, pretty difficult.
Yeah. I was pretty impressed, though, overall with how Team Heretics played. So, I'm excited to see more from them.
Yeah, me too.
Do we want to talk about like the LEC bracket and how it's advancing? I mean, we could break it down a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
So Team Vitality won their first best of three. Obviously, we just talked about that. Koi won their best of three against SK Gaming, which led to them playing against Vitality, and they 2-0'd Vitality, which is shocking. So that leaves SK playing against Team Heretics in the lower bracket, and I believe from now on it's lose and you're out. So if you lost this first round, it's lose and you're out.
Yeah.
And I guess technically any time you lose, it's lose and you're out because it's double elim. So that makes sense. And then after that, MAD played against Astralis, and MAD wound up winning 2-1. I didn't get to watch this game. I know you said you only watched one as well. G2 played against BDS. They wound up winning this 2-1. And then G2 then 2-0'd MAD Lions, setting up BDS versus Astralis to see who plays against MAD. And then this will set up the playoff bracket. I believe. I don't know how the playoff bracket gets set up from here. So
yeah, I'm not really sure either. But
it becomes a four-team playoff then, right? Because then it's the winner of Vitality versus the winner of SK or Heretics. And then it's MAD Lions versus the winner of BDS Astralis. So then it becomes a four-team bracket between the two teams that advance would being Koi and G2, and then Mad Vitality or whoever beats Mad or Vitality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
it makes a lot more sense when you look at the bracket like I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is helping me. It's carrying me.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But other than that, I would say I wish I could have watched more LEC over the weekend, but I was pretty busy. And the Super Bowl was on Sunday. Not that that really mattered, but I...
Yeah, same. I was busy, like, all weekend.
Yeah. So...
So it was tough to, you know, make sure I watched everything, so...
Yeah, and I didn't even bother to watch any VODs. Like, I watched one of the best of threes as much as I could. Like, I watched... it was just a complete rerun of the best of three between Heretics, Vitality, and other than that, I didn't even bother, because I think I saw results for some of the other ones, and I was, like, just not going to bother, so...
Yeah.
But I'm sure it was probably pretty exciting. you know, if we had gotten to see it, it probably would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Koi 2-0-ing Vitality is pretty shocking, to me, honestly.
Yeah, I think so. I think, I don't know, it's like they got like literally a playoff buff. It was crazy how well they ended up playing. So
how do you know? You didn't see the game. You don't know how well they played.
Maybe I did watch it and I just like didn't take any notes on it. That probably happened.
What is the truth, Dan?
Cuz I did have it like written down, but I didn't have anything like on there, so.
Okay. Why don't we just briefly go over the top four of each region then? Yeah, maybe.
Sure. Yeah.
So top four in LCS is from 1-4. It's FlyQuest at 7-0, EG at 6-2, Cloud9 at 6-2, so they're tied for second. And then fourth is CLG at 4-4, and that's mm-hmm. that's a tie between them and 100 Thieves for that. I would say none of this is very shocking. I think the top half is what we expected it to be, and the bottom half mm-hmm. is what we expected it to be.
Yeah.
Let's go LCK next. First through fourth is T1, Gen G, Live Sandbox, and D plus Kia. D plus Kia currently in a tie with KT Rolster for the fourth spot, which I think technically KT Rolster has the head to head over them. So I don't know why. It's probably match score D plus has over KT Rolster, but
mm-hmm.
I'd say the biggest shocker here is that Hollow Life Esports isn't higher and that Live Sandbox is where they are. But
yeah.
It's kind of just the Birdle diff and the Willer diff. I mean, this guy's nuts. We've been saying it for forever.
Mm-hmm.
Birdle or Willer is the best jungler in the LEC by far.
There it is.
Yep.
Said here.
We numerous times.
Yeah. No, I agree.
LPL. Let's see. So first place is EDG. Second place is LNG. Well, technically all three of these teams. So it's EDG, LNG, and Top Esports are all tied for first.
Mm-hmm.
At 5-1, IG at 5-2 is technically the fourth seed, and then after that, 4-2 is Thundertalk Gaming, Rare Atom, JDG, and then Weibo is only 3-2, so they have one less game, and Bilibili is 3-3 on the outside looking in. All these teams are in a close race, and it's because they haven't played games yet.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, how it always is in LPL, I think like any team could just show up towards the end of the. Of the split also.
Yep, definitely.
And just like, you know, do LPL things.
Yeah. So I'm just going to make the prediction now that anyone's legend will turn this this 0-7. Sorry, I thought they had a win when I started watching them the last time. They didn't. They are 0-7, but they're going to turn this around and they're going to become the best team in the league.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything we want to talk any more league or...
I don't think so.
No, me either. I don't really like League that much, you know? I've never been a big fan. Especially after they hoed me out of the 70% off on the My Shop. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
I don't
they League. Okay, yeah, they did actually hoe you.
They did me dirty. That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, those are the games we watched. And kind of just an overall breakdown of the main four regions.
Yeah. I like that. That was good.
That was good.
All right, moving forward.
That's what we're doing. ARAM report. We got in quite a few games this week.
Eight games.
Nice. Big. We are now officially, I think, we have six games more than the last split. That's pretty big.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that, you know, how much farther we've gotten.
Yeah, me too. And this is only going to keep getting bigger, I think, because we're gonna play until probably the end of spring playoffs for, like, LCS, I would imagine. I think that's kind of what we've always done. We've kind of just lined up with LCS.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. So our win-loss percent is 54%. We have 24 wins, 20 losses.
Gone down.
It has gone down. It is slowly depleting.
Mm-hmm.
Our pop percent is at 31%. 30 not pop.
That has gone up.
It has gone up. So as the pop percent goes up, the win rate goes down. Is that good? It's like a fair trade. We'll take it for now, but I'm not
probably
happy.
Not, but
if
we'll
we
take.
Could, if we could raise both, that would be good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you think there's a correlation
between the Poro popped and in the dub?
Yeah.
I mean, there is, like,
I feel like the more we win, or like the more we don't focus on the Poro, the more we win. But I don't know if mm-hmm. I don't see why it would matter.
Yeah.
Like, we're not sprinting it to feed the Poro.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say there's been anything that's, like, super atrocious where it's like, oh my god, you just did that to feed the Poro? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's wild. The average game time is still about 21 minutes, if I'm reading that correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, 21
yes,
minutes,
you
20
are.
Something seconds. So, I would say that's kind of the same as it was last week, I think.
Yeah, it's fairly close. I don't think we've had anything crazy.
Yeah.
Like a 29 minute game, but that's, like, you know.
True.
That's not anything
enough to bring it
too
up.
Special to it for us anyways.
No. That's just an average ARAM if everything's going right for us.
Exactly.
The unique champions, I'm still in the lead. I actually have broken away even further. I'm now two champions ahead of you.
At this point, I don't care.
You just don't care because I brought it up every episode. That's why you don't care. I know you do deep down. I see right through your lies, Dan.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah, I see right through them.
Uh-huh. No, I'm just... It's not nearly as fun for me to play a champ that, like, I've never played before, and I'm getting to that point where I'm like,
about to start spamming Lux, Rel,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Karma,
whatever gets me there.
Whatever, yeah, fuck it. And mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, I've had some pretty stinker games, and they're on champions that I don't usually play. But, like, I wouldn't say that I'm not having fun during those games because I am learning. Like, I've had quite a few games on, like, champions I don't normally play, like some caster champions. Like, I had a Lux game. I've never played this champ in my life, and I actually, like, kind of enjoyed it. I don't know if I'd do it again. I, you know, it's whatever.
I would.
I know you would, but I also had a Kindred game. I sprinted in this one. I think I did have a Kindred game prior to this, though.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe not. And then I had a Yasuo game, and I was absolutely playing the worst game
running
I've ever
it played.
Yeah, it was a tough game. I was 3-12. I never hit my 20 death power spike, but maybe next time I get Yasuo, I will.
Yeah.
We are still outslaying the enemy. We're at 2,477 total to their 2,313. So that's a dub. Still beating them there. And then.
Oh yeah, we're smoking them, but they do have a higher win rate, I guess.
Who?
The homies.
I was talking about our total kills versus the enemy's total kills.
Oh, I thought we were talking about stacks.
Yeah,
my bad.
We'll talk about that. So our total stacks, you and me combined, we're at 2,426, which is a pretty big number. And then what are the homies at?
Let me see. The homies are at
1,647.
Yep.
And their win rate, I believe, is better. It's a 63% win rate.
63, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that win rate's only there because they're playing with us.
Mm-hmm. And the stacks would be a little higher if Burn filled out how many stacks he had.
True. Shout out to Ben. And then our total stacks. My total stacks right now are 1,339, and yours?
Hold up. Sorry, I'm on the homie sheet. Let me come back.
1,087. Yeah, and that's a difference of 252.
Uh huh.
I think you can pull it back, Dan. I do.
I do too. sometimes it's tough though. Like, I'll be like, yeah, I'm getting a ton of stacks, and then you'll like put yours in. I'm like, oh, 54.
that was a crazy game. I had 54 on that center one. I almost broke the Ian record, I think, right? Or did he get 64?
He got like 66.
Oh yeah, 66 is now the peak. I'm gonna beat that.
I mean, he's killing it.
He is. He's really doing it. But I'm gonna break that record for sure.
Good.
I had three different 50 bombs this week. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And only one of them was a loss. Big.
That's massive, actually.
Honestly, though, you just gotta catch me on more of these games where I'm on Yasuo.
Uh-huh.
You see me on Yasuo, you know that's your time to start pulling ahead.
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's go time.
I can do this.
Those are the games you have to pick and choose where you're playing a champion that you know you can stack on. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's
yeah.
The game you gotta get the Morgana. You gotta get the mm-hmm. the Swain. You gotta get the Galio.
I gotta get the good fucking boys.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think your numbers are skewed because you have Morgan here as Morgana and Morg.
Oh, did I?
You're three behind. You're losing. It's over. I'm just gonna declare myself the winner of this now.
Wow.
But outside of that, I think this is a good week of Aram. We got in quite a few games.
Mm-hmm.
And I like when we get in quite a few games. We haven't played ranked in a little while though.
Oh, we did get some ranked games in.
Did we? We played ranked this week?
Yeah, I thought we got a. Oh no, I felt I was going to sleep.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was like the fucking day one of my sickness. I got home from work, passed out, woke up late to the ranked date Danny and I had,
uh-huh.
And he went to bed at 7:30 p.m.
I was falling asleep at the.
It's okay.
At the fucking what you call it?
It's just what it is when you're a 45-year-old man.
Yep. It's tough.
Yeah, it's not gonna get any easier either.
Correct.
It's all downhill. any more comments ARAM wise?
I don't think so. I mean, we are flying through games.
We absolutely are. I'm a big fan of this.
It's great.
Same. Yeah, I hard agree.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah, I don't think I really have anything else.
Me either. I would say I would like more games with homies, but I feel like we still do have like a pretty good amount. We have what, 30 total? 30 out mm-hmm. of the 44?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay, so we'll do our top 5 then, Matt.
Yeah. Top 5 memes?
Maymays.
Maymays. Do you want to start? I don't even know where to begin.
All right, number 5.
Yeah.
The what's? Oh, I had the name. It's like Bad News Brian or Bad Luck Brian.
A classic.
It's old, ancient. But it's so good.
The Bad Luck Brian meme is it's almost like the birth of memes.
Yeah, it's very near the beginning.
I would say it's like it's possibly one of the most iconic ones.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I can think of one that's like more like you see it and you just know, or you can mm-hmm. immediately think of your own Bad Luck Brian meme.
There was I don't remember what it was, but it was like someone was talking about using the meme format wrong, and they just put like a cookie recipe on there instead of like, you know, an actual meme, and I was like, what is this?
That's funny.
Yeah, so
it's crazy how like stuff like that is funny. Like
uh-huh,
it's a picture of a dude and you know that it's supposed to be a meme, but then someone just puts a cookie recipe.
I'm like, what the fuck, what does that mean?
That's hilarious. It's the funniest shit ever.
Uh-huh. No, I agree. And then oh fuck, I can't remember, there's something else. I don't remember what it was, but anyways, your number 5, Matt.
Yeah, my number 5 is the Spider-Man meme with the Spider-Man pointing at each other.
Shit. so
I don't,
good.
I don't know why. I've always found this to be one of the funniest images in history.
Mm-hmm.
I use it in my vocabulary. If I see two things that are similar, I'll just say Spider-Man meme. And I hope that people understand what I mean when I just say Spider-Man meme, because I just say it uh-huh. randomly every now and then. I think most people
I mean,
do, but
Spider-Man meme.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't really know if I can elaborate much on this one. I think it's a combination of both of them. Like, the way they're standing and pointing is hilarious, but also, like, the way people will use it, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's good. Quality meme. Number five for me, easily. Number four, Dan?
I'm going to go, it's free real estate.
It's a classic. It's free real estate. hey.
I don't know if I've actually seen, like, where it's, you know, like, where it's from.
It's from a show. It's like a skit show called Tim and Eric Awesome Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very funny show. Tim Heidecker's a comedy genius. I'm not kidding.
No, I believe it.
Yeah.
That's
a classic.
But yeah, there was a guy at work who was like, "Do you even know what that's from?" And I was like, "No." And he like didn't like really explain like what it was from, and then he kind of told me like that, but I couldn't remember what it was. And I was like, he didn't like understand it in like the context that I was, that like the meme was in. So I had to I just like showed him a picture. It was like, when my cat sees like an empty box on the floor, and then it's just like, it's free real estate.
It's free real estate. yeah, I would say, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just thought it was really funny that, like, you know, like didn't get it, you know?
Yeah, that is pretty funny. I would say that meme had like a huge impact on me. Because there was a while where every time something happened, I would just be like, "It's free real estate," or just
free real estate.
It's free real estate. From 2018 to 2019, late 2019, that meme was rent free in my head consistently. I'm gonna just put it at my number four just because it feels right. I use that far too often. I still do. It's one of my favorites easily. And, I'm not going to elaborate anymore. I think you summed it up pretty well.
Thank you. Let's see. A more recent one is, I think I didn't like it at first, but I think it's kind of growing on me. It's the Giga Chad one. I think there's a lot of funny moments with this.
Yes.
I think it's like, it's a meme on like on Twitch, like there's an emote for it, and it's just like really funny, and people just use it in the funniest situations. I don't really have a specific example right now, but that's gonna be my number three.
So by Giga Chad, are you talking about like the dude with like the gray like filter?
Yeah,
over
black
him
and white.
And he's just smiling.
Yeah,
that one's pretty funny. I especially like it when they like. They have like the music playing over it. It's like I don't know what song it is, but it's quality.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, I agree.
I would say it's kind of fallen by the wayside in the past few months. I mean, people still use Giga Chad, but it's like it's not as popular as it once was, I would say.
Yeah, I always see it, so
it's funny. You know, maybe I'm just not looking in the right places.
Mm-hmm.
Hate
to see that. I don't know. I see it on Twitter and all the time, I guess.
Fair enough. We're not following the same people.
I mean, I agree with that.
What am I on? Number three? Yeah. My number three is the Thanos looking in a pot with the "What was he cooking?" I love this meme so much. And I think a lot of mine are going to have some recency bias for sure, but every time I see this, I just die of laughter. It's like a thumbnail. It's supposed to be a serious thumbnail for like a video, but it's like out of context, just Thanos just staring at a pot with the caption "What was he cooking?" is always hilarious. And I also use this a shit ton. I will just randomly say "What was he cooking?" and it's
"What was he cooking?"
"What was he cooking?"
That's gonna be my number two, is just that meme
cooking
format is like, "What was he cooking?"
Who let him cook?
I remember like before it like everyone knew it, and I was like, this shit is fucking great.
Yeah.
We need more of this type of shit.
Hell yeah. Hang on, never mind. We're good. You got any more you want to say about it?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so I'm on number two. So this is something that's been happening recently, but have you heard the videos with like, or I guess seen the videos with like AI Joe Rogan
Yes.
And like the specifically, there's one that has been hilarious to me every time I see it. It's where he's talking to Jordan Peterson about Bionicles. Uh-huh. And for one, the AI, the Joe Rogan AI, sounds exactly like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Like, I literally thought it was him at first. There's one recently I saw where it's like, he's talking to Jordan Peterson about Tame Impala. He's like, did you know this is one guy? And then, like, randomly Jordan Peterson gets a phone call from Ben Shapiro, and he's like, bro, I'm cracked out on this stuff you sold me.
Ben Shapiro.
And then Jordan Peterson hangs up. He's like, I sold him an eighth of oregano. And it's, and then... And he doesn't actually hang up. It's like right after that, Joe Rogan asks him. He's like, Ben Shapiro, if you heard this song and it starts playing a Tame Impala song, he's like, how many people would you say are in this band? and it's a Tame Impala. I don't know. It's just hilarious to me. Every single one of these has been funny. And I guess in that same vein, I would just say it's like AI deepfake videos in general, because there's also one with like Joe Biden where he's playing Overwatch.
And Byron.
He's talking to Donald Trump, who they're just like shit talking each other. And it's hilarious. I'll have to send you these videos because they are some classics. I mean that. Mm-hmm. We should post them on the Twitter as well.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So my number two is just AI impersonating actual people videos.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically the Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, Bionicle one.
Yeah.
That's a classic. Have you seen that one?
The best. The Joe Rogan Bionicle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Nice. Dub. You're number one, Dan.
Thanks, brother.
No, I was saying it's your turn to say you're number one. But you're also number one.
Honestly, the number one has got to be the troll face, because it is, it's making a resurgence. And back in when I first started going to college, after high school, there were so many, like, I watched a ton of, or I read a ton of, like, rage comics, and that was, like, you know, the thing is, like, you know, all these, like, faces and stuff, and just takes me back.
Makes you feel like a young man again.
Yeah, exactly. So,
back before you were 45.
Yeah. I'm an old guy now, old head. I don't know if I really have anything else to say.
Fair enough. My number one, it's a tie between two things, but I'm gonna go with the one that I think is like probably the most known, because this other one, I think not as many people know about it. I think it's probably the highest quality meme, but the one I'm gonna pick is the low tier god you should kill yourself now meme. I don't know why. Every time I see the image, it doesn't even need the you should kill yourself now meme or the captioning. It just needs it's that picture of low tier god with the dark stormy background. Never ceases to make me laugh. it's always funny to me.
Yeah.
And there's also the wholesome version of it where he's like smiling and it's like you should have a great day.
Yeah.
And that's always funny to me. Yeah, nothing else to say. The other one that I would say is the Seinfeld sliced meme.
Oh yeah.
The one where Jerry and George are talking about a sliced meme. It's a meme in pie format. and it's sliced, and you can start off in any of the slices, and it works out.
It works. I remember that.
I quite literally think it might be the perfect meme.
Uh-huh.
I
remember that one.
I don't
that
think
one's
it has
great.
A miss. You could read it in any direction, and it's always going to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just hear the characters talking in your head.
Always.
While you're dissecting the sliced meme.
Mm-hmm.
So, honorable number one, but no one knows about that one. But the actual number one is low tier god, you should kill yourself now.
Now. I'm trying to think of any honorable mentions that I have. Basically any SpongeBob meme has been really fucking hitting.
True.
Those are usually fucking hilarious. Let's see here. Sorry, I've got a bunch of memes, so
same.
I'm just kind of scrolling through them right now.
Another honorable mention for me is the one with Jerry standing in Kramer's doorway and there's a light coming out and he's like, what's going on in there? The one that I keep thinking of every time I say that is like the Orb Ponderer one. It's like, we're pondering the orb, Jerry.
That format was too short-lived, I think.
I 100% agree.
That one was really good.
I'm also a big fan of the
I'm a big fan of the one of the acronyms, and the words that go like across are not even close. Like, they don't even start with the letter.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Those ones are the best.
The best? Wow. Sounds well, to me well, like they're not the best. You pick Trollface as the best. Mm-hmm. So they're an honorable top five, potentially.
They're the best honorable.
Yeah, another one for me is, have you seen the ones where it's like, I don't know, I don't know if there's specific ones, but the scene from American Psycho where they're going over the business cards and people will like, where they're comparing business cards and people will like crop images of like certain things. See Paul Allen's.
I've seen it. Never, I like that one.
Never ceases to make me laugh. The very nice.
Another good one is the
look at the subtle off-white coloring.
Is the dub guy.
the big guy dub boss like, man.
What do you say? Dub so big I had to show the wives X. I've got a bunch of those, but I can't find them right now.
Man, we used to spam those at each other. Every time we found one, I swear we just send them to each other.
Oh yeah, not so much anymore. No, but
it's kind of that meme doesn't exist anymore. Another honorable mention for me is the Broncos country. Let's ride. Meme.
Let's ride Broncos country.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. It's that one is it's bordering on classic. It's almost top five in my opinion.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. And it's all because Russell Wilson's such a corny person. Whoever leaked that video is a hero.
Yeah, I agree.
Society really owes them a favor. I'm not kidding.
Russell owes them a hero badge or some shit.
Yeah.
I think that's it, though.
Yeah, that's all I've got. I don't know. I don't really want to talk to you anymore either. So,
yeah,
seems like a pretty good spot to end.
I'm
the episode.
Hungry.
You're hungry. I thought you were Danny.
I am Danny, but I'm also Hungy.
Oh, Danny Hungy. Mm-hmm.
Yep, Danny Hungy.
Okay. We didn't ever talk about the socials. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, Album Soon, Twitter, @LosersQPod. Send us your sads, mads, glads, bads at losersqpodcast@gmail.com. What else we got? I think that's it. I think we've cooked.
We have cooked.
What if there was a time where we like discussed the title of the episode during the episode?
I don't know.
We could do it right now.
I have no idea what we would even name this.
Let's just go with something cooking based.
Losers Q, what were they cooking?
I don't like that one.
He likes it, I can tell.
Wow, what gave it away? do you have anything else to say?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think I've got much.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you usually don't.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit. Okay, damn. All right, well, I don't really know when to press stop recording, so I'm just going to probably do
right
it
now.
Randomly right now.
Now.
Okay,
now.
Goodbye!